This is the Paul McGuire Report. You are going to hear the truth in a moment. The truth, the real truth, about what COVID was really all about and what it's going to be all about. And if you think you know what COVID is about, maybe you do. I mean, I applaud you. But the vast majority of people that you interact with not only don't have any clue about what COVID is about, they have come to a completely false conclusion. They have bought up completely the corporate media, government, globalist institutions, and their fictitious narrative. The narrative that the people that own the world want you to believe, and you've probably figured it out by now or you wouldn't be listening to the Paul McGuire Report. The narrative that the globalist elite want you to believe so that they can continue to exploit you and rape, if you will, your funds, your pension, and your finances. Now, I've been writing books on all this stuff for a long, long time. And I've been thinking about this stuff for the last couple of pages of the edit of Power from On High. And my wife keeps telling me as she's reading it, because I'm telling the reader exactly what I thought and what I did. And she is very astute. And it's not a matter of her wanting to hide something from anybody. But she simply said to me, Paul, if you tell the people the truth about what you did, what you knew, and how far back it was, they simply won't believe you. They'll think you're making it up. And I had to think about it. And I said to myself, she's right. Not many of you would believe it. But the average person, when I tell my biography or my life story to somebody, the average person doesn't believe it because it's so far distant from their reality. So what I did is I just didn't lie, of course, but I didn't put in the amount of years or the actual date in history when I was aware of something or when I participated in something. Why? Well, I'm not trying to hide anything from you, but most people will not believe it. See, I'm one of these guys who has been called a conspiracy theorist as far back as I can remember. Do you understand that? See, I know the real grade I was in. Now, when I was in this particular grade, so I'm going to be deliberately ambiguous because I don't want people saying, oh, that couldn't be true. But back in this particular grade, they didn't use the expression, never used the expression, conspiracy theorists. They used other words that meant the same thing. But essentially, I was being called a conspiracy theorist so far back that I don't tell people the date or the decade or anything because they won't believe me. Now, fortunately, in my books, which came a little bit later on, I have copyright dates. In my articles, I have copyright dates. So when I say something decades in advance, which has now come true right before my eyes and your eyes, the people that have been following my ministry for a long time will call me or contact me and say, Hey, Paul, you were talking about that, 30 years ago or whatever. And, I don't boast or make a big deal about it, but the point is, yes, it's a fact. I was talking about it decades ago. But you see, I'm going to explain more. Now, I will say this. I'm thankful of this. I wasn't the only one. But we were a relatively small group of people. But I'm going to talk to you about some more truth, which is very heavy truth for the average person. I don't believe it's heavy truth for you, because let me tell you something. I found this out a long, long time ago. And that is, when I speak in a variety of locations or whatever, when I do radio, when I do TV or whatever it is, I have inevitably found that the people who have been tracking me in my ministry or following me in my ministry for a long, long time, you know a lot of stuff. Now, I'm not the only one that gave it to you. There were other people that gave you that information. But I helped you to decode what was going on. Most people can't face the truth. I learned that a long time ago. It has nothing to do with how intelligent they are. I learned that decades and decades and decades ago. No, not that far back, but far back. I learned decades and decades ago that the average person cannot, when they're confronted with the truth, when they're confronted with the facts, when they're confronted with the real reality, I have learned over a long period of time that the average person's brain simply cannot handle the processing of truth, because it threatens their preconceived notion of what the world is all about. And you see, I learned a long time ago about a psychological principle, one that you know also. The psychological principle goes like this. When you present to someone the truth, the real facts about a situation, their immediate response for the average person, and I'm going to say right up front, most of you listening to the Paul McGuire Report don't fit into the category of the average person, or you wouldn't be listening to me. But the average person cannot handle the truth. They cannot process the truth. It's too heavy for them. It's too disconcerting for them. Because when you tell them the truth, it fundamentally disrupts and turns upside down everything they've been taught since childhood. Everything their parents and friends and the educational system and the media and any other system, it fundamentally flips upside down whatever they have been programmed or educated to believe. And so psychologists have a term for this, because this is not just some aberrant psychological reaction. This reaction that I'm talking about is a predictable psychological reaction, and it is the norm for people who are presented with the full truth, the real truth, for the first time in their lives. When they are presented with the real truth and the full truth for the first time in their lives, it is the norm for the human brain, the human mind, human consciousness, to not be able to handle it. So the human mind, the brains of all the people that you know, it goes into a defense mechanism so it can process the truth. And that defense mechanism is that the way everybody's mind or brain or consciousness works, because we are all built by the same engineer, God, the infinite personal living God of the universe, and the way he has constructed or engineered our brains is that our brains operate in a very similar manner. So, in our society, let's just take the baseball bat, get on the mound or close to the mound, let the pitcher pitch it, and let's just have a grand slam with the bases loaded and knock the stinking baseball, hardball, out of the baseball park. Let's just do that. Let's not tiptoe, you know, around it, tiptoe through the tulips. This is the truth. This is the way it works. Take it or leave it. I don't apologize for it. And I got over being called a conspiracy theorist decades ago. I don't give a blank if somebody thinks I'm a conspiracy theorist. Why should I care as some uneducated, uninformed, by their own will, somebody who has invested zero time or 0 minutes or zero energy in trying to discover the truth, attacks you or attacks me and makes the false accusation that what we have said classifies us as a conspiracy theory? That's supposed to make me go home and boo-hoo and cry to mommy? I mean, I don't care what you think of me. I got over that a long time ago. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't have a clue. You're walking around in a daze, and you've been walking around in a daze your entire life. The way the world works is this. There's a pyramidal organizational structure, like the one on the back of the U.S. dollar. And then at the base of the pyramidal structure, on the back of the U.S. dollar, for any fool to plainly see, can you see? That was a joke my father used all the time. On the base of the pyramid, it says, Nuvos Ordo Seclorum, which is Latin, and it means New Order of the Ages or New World Order. So on the back of the U.S. dollar, we see the organizational flow chart of essentially the Babylonian system, or what is known as Mystery Babylon. And remember, all organizational flow charts and empires and kings and kingdoms and various political regimes that are not necessarily built in actuality on the things of God, they are what you call top-down organizational structures. And that simply means that the elite, the super rich, the super wealthy are at the very tippy top of the pyramid, and as you go down the pyramid, the dumber people are, and the poorer people are, and the more powerless people are. In fact, they're slaves at the base of the pyramid. And that's by design, Luciferian design. It's not by God's design. God never designed. God is love. Why would God, who is love, design a system of cruelty? No, he wouldn't. So, this is the organizational template upon which the New World Order, now called the Global Reset, is constructed. And it's a system that's entirely based on illusion, deception, and lies. Now, all the people who take snipes at you, they are zombies. I'm just speaking plain. Zombies. Because they walk around, they're bloodthirsty, They're the living dead, like that movie Night of the Living Dead. Many, many years ago, when I was first getting into the feature film business as a producer, I had the opportunity of sitting down next to the guy who wrote and directed the first major zombie movie upon which all the other zombie movies were copied from. The director, his name was George Romero. The movie he directed was called Night of the Living Dead. It was all about zombies. And it goes so far back that the movie was shot in black and white. But it was all about zombies. And as we talked, George Romero, the director and writer, explained to me a little bit about the hidden message that he put inside his classic zombie movie, Night of the Living Dead. There's a hidden message in it, and it applies to people in our time frame and in our reality, and it applies to people in America today. America today is populated primarily, whether they're on the top or the bottom, it's populated primarily by people who could be called zombies, because they appear to be living, but they're really dead. They're dead. They have no souls. So, we live in a time where this system, this pyramidical system, and by the way, this first pyramid system, the architecture and the actual construction of this first pyramid in this pyramidical system was built in ancient Babylon by Nimrod at the time of the Tower of Babel. And what you need to know about the Tower of Babel, because you will never hear about this in church, the church has zombified, for lack of better words, the church, the modern church, the modern evangelical church has zombified the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. No apologies for that. I'll debate anyone, anytime, anywhere, as long as the mics stay open and nobody can manipulate the debate by turning down my volume when the other person loses, because they will lose. Church has zombified the gospel and the Word of God. And therefore, your average so-called Christian couldn't tell you what the connection is between the Tower of Babel, Bible prophecy, and the pyramid on the back of the U.S. dollar. They're clueless. I'm not clueless, and I know you're not clueless, or you wouldn't listen to the Paul McGuire Report. This is how the game is played. It's called Mystery Babylon, like a detective mystery or a murder mystery. It's written in code. It's concealed. But anybody who wants to, anybody, can decode it. So it explains, Mystery Babylon explains the way this world system works. And this world system that we live in is a Luciferian world system. And again, the organizational flow chart is in the form of a pyramid shape, like the pyramid on the back of the U.S. dollar, which says New World Order at the base of it. Now, the way this pyramid structure works is this. Mystery Babylon, and most Christians don't know this. I write about it in my books, like the Babylon Code that I wrote with Troy Anderson, and like A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1, and A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 2. The pyramid structure is Mystery Babylon on the back of the U.S. dollar. But when you take out a dollar bill from your purse or your wallet, look at the back of it, you'll see the pyramid from like an Egyptian pyramid. As you go towards the top, you see the all-seeing eye of Lucifer. Now, this is a pyramidical system, and it's organized in a pyramidical flowchart. But when you see that pyramid on the back of your U.S. dollar, you need to know that that pyramid is a replica of another famous historical pyramid known as the Tower of Babel. You've got to be able to look at the pyramid on the back of the U.S. dollar and do 2 + 2 = 4. That's a pretty simple equation. So let's review it. The pyramid on the back of the U.S. dollar is a replica of history's most famous pyramidical shaped building, which was known as the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel, built in ancient Babylon, was built in the shape and form of a pyramid. Do you understand that? You've got to grasp that. So let's say it again. The pyramid structure. The pyramid on the back of the U.S. dollar is a replica of the most famous pyramid structure in human history. It's a replica of the pyramid shape of the Tower of Babel. Thus, the Tower of Babel was constructed in a pyramidical shape, just like the pyramidical shape on the back of your U.S. dollar. Now, if you were to employ just a few thousand brain cells, and by the way, you have trillions and trillions of brain cells, but if you were to activate a handful of your brain cells and think about the pyramid on the back of the U.S. dollar and think about the Tower of Babel being constructed in the shape of a pyramid, you would understand that somebody very powerful is trying to communicate something very, very important to you by allowing you to see this pyramid shape on the back of the dollar and this pyramid shape, which is a replica of the Tower of Babel. So it's your job and my job to use our God-given brains, not act and function and think like the idiots of the hour that are all around us. And I don't mean to be unkind, but when you've been given a brain by God and you choose not to use it, the only word that could classify you is idiot. See, that's why. Why should I be bothered? Why should I even be remotely bothered if an idiot calls me a conspiracy theorist? There would have to be something fundamentally wrong with me if I was bothered because an idiot called me a conspiracy theorist. And by the way, the only people in my life who have called me a conspiracy theorist, and there's been a lot of them, some of them in national publications. But one thing I discovered about the people who call me a conspiracy theorist is that 100% of the time, the people who call me a conspiracy theorist, 100% of the time, are idiots. So let's ask the question. Why should Paul McGuire, why should you, give a hoot. I don't give a hoot. I don't care. I don't think about it for 5 seconds. Why would I care even remotely if an idiot called me a conspiracy theorist? I mean, what else can you expect from an idiot? Idiocy. Get over it, man. We won the battle a long, long time ago. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're doing. And the whole stinking system is crashing. It says it in the book of Revelation. Fallen, fallen is Mystery Babylon the Great. That means that great spiritual whore system that rules planet Earth from the invisible realm on behalf of Satan. Yeah, that's right. So I don't care. I really don't. I get amused. I laugh. Ask people that know me privately. I laugh. I laugh when they call me a conspiracy theorist. Because once again, why do I care if an idiot calls me a conspiracy theorist? Why should you care? Okay. So let's expose the truth. Now, you know, and I know, that's a hard job. People who hunger for the truth are not idiots. They may be uneducated, they may be ill-informed, but they're not idiots. An idiot is somebody who just rejects the truth and doesn't want anything to do with the truth. That's an idiot. But if somebody is just at loss for knowledge and facts and information, but they still hunger for knowledge and stuff like that, they're not idiots. They're people who are looking for the truth, and they haven't found it yet, and it's our job to tell it to them, whether they like it or not. So I ask you the question, what was COVID really about? And if you think COVID was about the existence or the non-existence of some microorganisms that spread around planet Earth through people's breath and breathing or germs or whatever, if you think that's the full story regarding COVID, you have to be a qualified sociopath, because that's not the truth. The truth is, can you handle it? I know you can handle it, but can your friends handle it? The truth is, there is some COVID served a purpose. There's a hidden agenda behind COVID. COVID is just the decoy. Got it? COVID is the decoy to keep you from seeing the real truth. So once we understand that COVID is nothing more than the decoy, it's then and only then that we can discover the real truth. And what could the real truth possibly be? Well, let's go back to the question that detectives always ask themselves, and lawyers always ask themselves, and law enforcement always ask themselves. Let's start with the question that these kind of people ask themselves, because they all ask themselves the same questions, like detectives and that, so on and so forth. They always ask themselves, so like when a detective is trying to solve a murder mystery, he or she and their fellow detectives always ask the question, who stood the most to gain from committing whatever the crime was? From who gained the most from murdering this person? Who was it that gained the most from stealing some valuable thing? Who gained the most from releasing COVID? And when you ask that question, and by the way, idiots don't ask questions like that. Idiots are too concerned with looking good and developing a fake persona, or developing a fake appearance of looking good. But you see, smart people, there's a difference between the way smart people think and idiots think. That's why there's a fundamental difference between idiots and smart people. You're smart because you ask yourself questions like I do. COVID, it's obviously not what they're saying it is. You say, how can you say that? I'm going to tell you right up front, I'm not a doctor. And I'll tell you something else. I'm not even qualified to answer that question medically or through medical research. Therefore, I'm telling you up front, since I am not a qualified medical doctor or a qualified medical research who has certifiable expertise in the area of vaccinations and diseases, I'm telling you up front, you should not listen to me as you would a medical doctor or a medical researcher. Plain and simple. When you want an expert in a particular field, you go to the expert in a particular field. Now, I do have areas of expertise. One is, my expertise is to be able to analyze the big picture, which is often dismantled in millions of tiny, separate, individual, and appear to be random parts. I'm an analyzer of the big picture. Oh, I could use a fancy word. I mean, I'm a professor of eschatology and Bible prophecy, and I have other degrees in areas of training, but I'm not a doctor, and I'm not pretending to be one. Okay, so COVID sweeps around the world, but what is behind COVID? Who gained the most from COVID? Let's ask the question and see if your friends, because you know the answer. I'll bet you your friends don't. I'll bet you your friends, the ones that call you a conspiracy theorist, your friends that I can freely call idiots and enjoy myself. You see, unlike some Christians, I don't have a theological problem calling your friends that I've never met. I'm not naming anybody by name. I don't have anybody in mind when I say that. So I don't have a theological problem in calling your friends who call you a conspiracy theorist idiots, because they are idiots. And I have no problem calling them idiots. So what was behind COVID? Okay, well, if you do any real research at all, which means you've got to unplug yourself from the lying machine, I call it now the dark machine. If you don't unplug yourself from the dark machine or the lying machine, which programs people with lies, propaganda, and all sorts of deceit, you'll never find the truth. So, who benefited from COVID? Okay, let's ask this question. It's very important. Who owns all the money and assets and wealth and jewels and gold and other assets? Who is it that owns all of the wealthiest assets and money and oil? Who owns the world's wealth? Really simple question. And it's in my new book, which you ought to pre-order while it's still discounted. I'm telling you, this book, that book, Power from On High, I promise you, it will mean an enormous amount to you in the upcoming months, sooner than you think. I wrote the book deliberately so that the full meaning of my new book, Power from On High, will be triggered. I'm talking about in a non-violent, peaceful way. My book, Power from On High, will be triggered by a series of trigger events beginning somewhere between, I don't know, 3-4 months from now and a year or two from now. So somewhere between 3 or 4 months to a year or two. The meaning of the book that you pre-ordered at a discount will become crystal clear. The name of the book is Power from On High. You can order at a discount now. And you need to, because it contains information that will entail whether or not you and your loved ones survive or perish. And it's not because I'm such a genius. It's because my primary source is the Word of God. Okay. Now, let's take a little mini break. And I'll be back with you in just a moment. You are listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. By the way, the clock is ticking. You'll know completely what I mean by that expression, the clock is ticking, when you look at the front of my book, Power from On High. Remember that I told you well in advance, the clock is ticking. Remember that phrase when you pick up and pre-order a copy of Power from On High. Remember that phrase. Let it pop back into your mind as you're looking at the photograph of me. And behind me are some very large symbols. And so allow that expression, the clock is ticking, to pop back in your mind. Yeah, we both know what I'm doing. You know it, I know it. But you see, that's because you're smart. So this is something, this is an open secret between you and me. Okay, so what was COVID really all about? Well, it couldn't have been, and then what was the vaccination all about? And by the way, I am not telling you to get the vaccination. I am telling you not to get the vaccination. I am not a medical doctor. But I am asking questions, because one thing I am is I'm not an idiot. An idiot, by definition, is a person who accepts anything they're told. That's not me. That's not you. I'm a person like you're a person who asks questions. People who ask questions are intelligent people. Therefore, by definition, you're an intelligent person. I'm an intelligent person because we ask questions. So these 13 families, they're called the globalist elite. And through two massive globalist multinational corporations, they own all the money, all the wealth, all the gold, all the assets, all the banking reserves, everything. They own everybody's job. They own everything. And the name of these two mega globalist corporations are, I have the chart in my book, Power from One Eye, they are BlackRock and Vanguard. Now, while all the fools were mesmerized by what fools regularly watch on TV, you and I weren't watching the idiot box. We were thinking and analyzing with our God-given brains. And you and I noticed the fact that ever since COVID and the vaccinations took off, a peculiar phenomenon that is a public fact began to take place. All of a sudden, mysteriously, there was the transfer of endless and endless trillions and trillions of dollars were transferred from the middle class and the working class. And this endless trillions of dollars, they went right into the bank accounts and the pockets of the globalist elite. So the globalist elite collectively became richer and richer and richer to the tune of trillions and trillions and trillions. I think it was like $35, $40 trillion. The globalist elite, the richest people in the world, got wealthier by the tune of around $35 to $40 trillion richer during the time when COVID started and continuing on now. That should tell you something. Why should it tell you something? Because you're not an idiot. You're a conspiracy theorist. You ask questions. Your friends are idiots because they don't even know. It's so stupid. They don't even know. I mean, you say, you're laughing. You must be crazy. No, I'm laughing because they're crazy. It's sad, but true. They're crazy. They don't even know that the globalist elite, the richest people on planet or in planet, no, on planet Earth, the richest people on planet Earth became wealthier by approximately $40 trillion, while simultaneously at the same time, the hardworking working class American and the hardworking middle class American got poorer and poorer by approximately $35 trillion. So if we had a graph, we would show two fundamental charts. One would be in red. The bar in red will represent the total wealth of the wealthiest people in the world and how they increased their wealth by approximately $40 trillion since COVID started. Okay? At the same time, the wealthiest people increased their wealth by $40 trillion. The hardworking middle class and working class, they decreased their wealth somewhere between $35 and $1 trillion. So let's look at another fact. Now, you're a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I hope you got over the stigma of being called that a long time ago. I really do. I mean, I would feel sorry for anybody who would be even remotely uptight. I celebrate being called a conspiracy theorist. Do you understand that? Because I know what the blank I'm talking about. I've done my homework. And I have never been in a debate with anyone, anywhere, where we debated conspiracy theory type topics where I didn't overwhelmingly win the debate. And the person who called me the conspiracy theorist had to crawl on their hands and knees out of the room. Is it because I'm a genius? No. I simply had the facts and the documentation. All they brought to the table was hot air. Okay, so let's get back to this. So, you're aware of the fact. You'll never hear it in the media because the media is owned by the globalist elite. The globalist elite, the richest people in the world, the richest people in America, you know, people like Bill Gates, George Soros, it's a long list. They represent 1% or less of the population of planet Earth. So that means that the wealthiest and richest people on planet Earth represent only 1% of the population of planet Earth. And then the other 99% of the population of planet Earth is composed of the working class and the middle class, the working people. So the hardworking middle class, the hardworking working class, they represent 99% of the population of planet Earth. So when you break it down mathematically, only 1% of the population of planet Earth controls 99% of all the wealth and the money and assets of planet Earth. You know what that's called in Queens and Brooklyn and the Bronx? It's called a heist. It's called being mugged. And there are other synonyms that describe what that's being called. A polite word would be, it's called being ripped off. So let's look at this. The COVID takes place, and you see that COVID is nothing more than a diversion, an excuse to trigger a multi-trillion dollar global debt crisis. So why would the richest people in the world want to use something like COVID to trigger a multi-trillion dollar global debt crisis? You gotta know their secret. They've been using the same secret since ancient Babylon. It's a key component of Mystery Babylon. The wealthiest people in the world, the Federal Reserve banking families, Rockefeller, Rothschild, the whole crew, all through time and history, going all the way back to ancient Babylon, all the way back to the beginning of the United States, right up to the present moment, they have always made their money through the manipulation of debt. Once you understand their occult magical principle that involves debt, then you will understand totally what the game is, how they play the game, and why it would benefit them enormously, especially financially, to unleash the COVID virus and make people get the COVID vaccination. Because, listen carefully, you can't space out on the most important fact anybody's ever told you besides salvation. The real reason for the COVID and the COVID vaccination is it functions as a trigger for a multi-trillion dollar global debt crisis. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us and remember what Jesus Christ said. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
The truth sets you free. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. So here's some truth. These are facts. This is documented. And some of these facts I'm getting from Global Research, a think tank. I pull info from a number of think tanks. So it's factual, it's documented. Okay, first of all, you have been bombarded by lies on every front by essentially the globalist elite and the people behind the Great Reset. I mean, you would have to be not just an idiot, you'd have to be a stark, raving, mad idiot to believe the sales pitch line from the Global Reset people and Klaus Schwab when he says, quote, "You will own nothing and you will never be happier in your life." Now, if you believe that, the only cure for that kind of stupidity, because you're in the advanced stages of stupidity. I mean, I'm talking about any one of your friends or people you know who believe that you'll own nothing, but you'll never be happier than in all your life. I mean, that's so serious a stage of advanced idiocy that only decapitation will cure it. I'm serious. It's terminal. You're an idiot, not you, the people that you talk to. They're idiots on a terminal level. Okay, so you have been lied to through the media and every so-called institution, just about every institution that there is. But the big institutions that control all the other institutions, like the IMF, International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, they understood from the very beginning that the global reset was nothing more than the great heist. It's all about the theft of the wealth of the hardworking middle class and the hardworking working class to the tune of trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in a staged global debt crisis, because they make money on debt. They're bankers. How do bankers make all their money? They make their money by loaning to governments and individuals and corporations. They loan money, and then they charge the people who are borrowing money enormous amounts at enormous interest rates. So their greatest mechanism of heist is called debt. And believe me, they understand the power of debt and how you can turn an individual, a nation, anyone into a slave through economic debt. Okay, so let's use our heads. You don't even have to use your whole head. You can use a 0.007% of your brain right now. I remember when COVID first took off, and you know, we saw the horrible pictures on TV and stuff, and I watched and I was very concerned. And then I do what I always do, which is I analyze my own reality that I live in. I recommend that you do this too. Keep your eyes open. Quit allowing people to interpret your reality for you. Because if you're going to allow some bozo who's a news media person with a high school degree to tell you and analyze your reality, you're going to be really, really in a bad place. So I always pay attention with my eyes and ears. I train myself to make observations of the evidence that the physical reality all around me is giving me 24/7. And you should do the same thing, because it's the most powerful way of gaining the truth. And for those of you who want to know if it's biblical, of course it's biblical. If you have read the book of Proverbs, the Lord through the Holy Spirit is speaking through the book of Proverbs, and he says in the book of Proverbs over and over again about the need for you to walk through the town and the city and the village and to keep your eyes open, and to learn and to gain wisdom by perceiving what's happening all around you, by looking at the reality all around you. And if you will studiously do that, according to the book of Proverbs, God, through his Holy Spirit, will anoint your eyes, your ears, and your brain, and you will gain enormous amounts of wisdom. So I'm walking around and I'm observing all kinds of giant retail stores, every kind of store, exercise clubs, supermarkets, you know, every store in my general neighborhood. Even if I go somewhere else to shop, I got my eyes open and I'm scoping out, I like that word, I'm scoping out the real reality that I can see with my two blue eyes. Now, if yours aren't blue, you can still get the same 100% truth by using your brown eyes or green eyes or whatever color eyes you have. Color is not the key quality. It's the fact that you actually use your eyes and think. So I notice, this is what I notice, we're about 4 months, 5 months into the COVID decimation project. And, you know, I hear all this talk about how we're all going to get checks to keep us afloat and help us buy groceries and help us pay off our mortgage or pay our rent. We're all going to be getting checks. Well, that sounds good. I need a check. I mean, I wouldn't just take it to take it, but I need it. If we're in a massacre of an economy, then you ought to take the check that's being given to you. But I began to notice something with my two eyes. Maybe you did too. That the vast majority of the stores, the retail corporation stores, the big retail giants, the vast majority of them, almost 100%, but not quite, they managed to stay open, and most of them, not all of them, but most of them are still open. The big giant retailers owned by the big corporations are still making money. They're still hiring people at low wages. They're still selling their products, goods, and services. And they're doing just fine. The people under the pyramid of BlackRock and Vanguard, the big globalist institution-owned businesses, they're doing just fine. They're still open. They're posting record profits. But now, I use my eyes, scoping it out, checking it out with my own two eyes. I'm not going to turn on the TV. I'm not going to turn on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or whatever garbage they're pumping, lies and propaganda and deceit they're pumping into my brain. Why would I go to a professional liar to find the truth? Well, I don't. I use my own two eyes, and I noticed something there. Nobody told this to me. This didn't come around because I was chatting with a neighbor. I just used my God-given two eyes, and then I thought about what I saw with my two God-given eyes, and this is what I saw. That almost all, not 100%, let's just say, let's be real conservative. Let's say 75%, but I really think it's higher, 80% or upwards. But let's just say, to be conservative, I saw with my two eyes that 75% of all the small businesses owned by the smaller entrepreneurs, or husband and wives, or family businesses. What I noticed was all the small businesses owned by independent entrepreneurs, small business owners, you know, the bread and butter of America, all the small business owners, it was their businesses, the small businesses, that were going out of business, that were going bankrupt, that weren't getting they weren't getting enough in checks. Whatever loans were free loans that were promised, the small business owner wasn't getting access to any of these free loans. All the money, all the billions of dollars in bailouts were going to the globalist elite-owned businesses. You know, the mega corporations that post hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in profit. So what I noticed with my eyes was a massive inequality and injustice. Small business owners that have traditionally been the backbone of the U.S. economy since 1776 are crashing and burning, letting off employees. They're filing bankruptcy. Their restaurants are going out of business. They can't keep up with the mountains and mountains of rules and regulations that they have to follow in order to comply. And they're dying on the vine. The small businesses all across America And in big cities like California, the small businesses are dying, left and right. That's what I noticed with my two eyes and thinking about it. Now, what does that tell you? So you use your two eyes, you think about it. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what's happening. You certainly don't have to be an economist to figure out what's happening. What's happening is that the people who pay the majority of the taxes, the small business owners, the hard working class and the hard middle class, the people who pay the majority of the taxes are the ones that are getting the least amount of money in terms of government stimulus loans, etc. And they're the companies, the small business companies, they're the ones going out of business, firing people and stuff. So what I notice is there's a kind of a purge going on. On one hand, the big businesses, the globalist corporations, are making hundreds of millions and making record profits and expanding and are doing phenomenal. You say, well, how do you know that? Because if you look at the charts of the wealthiest, the super rich in America, the people that own all the money and all the stores and everything else, their wealth increased by something like, I don't know, $35 to $40 trillion. Well, guess what? It's those people that own all these giant retail stores and chain restaurants and stuff. They're doing great. While at the same time, the middle class and the working class are crashing and burning, and they're going down in flames. And then I do what I normally do. I continue to use my brain and continue to watch with my eyes, and I notice that this is not an accident. It's amazing what your brain will tell you if you actually turn it on. This is not an accident. This is by plan. This is by design. This is a planned decimation / destruction of the American middle class and working class. Why? Who would want to do such a thing? If you are trying to pull off a great global heist, also known as the global reset, then you got to be able to effectively rip off the middle class and the working class and take off with all their money. And that's just what they did. And so it became obvious and more obvious and even more obvious as the year to two and plus has gone by that the COVID was just a decoy. The vaccination was just a decoy. The real gig was the great heist. The global reset was what this was really all about. And what the global reset is really about is not what they're telling you it's about. It's a heist. It's a theft. It's a ripoff of the people. And it's a stealth way for the super, super rich and the super, super wealthy to increase their wealth even more and more and more and more. And they have now become richer than they've ever had in their wildest, wildest dreams. So I hope that helped you today, that just a couple of little seeds of thought. And I hope you think about some of the things that I talked about. Because this has not stopped. And what is continuing to happen is food prices are skyrocketing. Healthcare is skyrocketing. People are losing their healthcare. The police are being deliberately defunded across the United States. Now, why would they want to do that? Open your eyes. Use your brain. Open your eyes, use your brain. One more time. Open your eyes, use your brain. They want to defund the police because they don't want local police. They want federalized police. Open your eyes. Use your brain. Now, in addition to all this, there's a food crisis all over the world. The genetic engineering technologies are actually, they've been embedded in what we could call the synthetic food or the entire global agri-food chain. So what we have is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and other billionaires buying up right now huge tracts of farmland, promoting a failed green revolution for Africa and America. And they're deliberately pushing what they call biosynthetic food and genetic engineering technologies, which are facilitating the aims of the mega agri-food corporations. Something to think about. I need your help to spread this truth, this message far and wide. Visit paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us.